Hi everyone, I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Erin. Welcome to A Plus English.
Yes, so today we're looking again at Roxy and Shia.
Okay, they've been traveling in time, haven't they?
Yeah, they've been traveling a lot. And let's see where they will go this time, because remember, they were trying to get back home. They kept going to the wrong places.
Now, I think they did get home, but now they're going to travel somewhere else, right? So, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Where would you go if you could travel in time?
That's a really good question. Actually, maybe I would like to visit the 1920s. Yes, because I really love the clothes that they wear.
And the cool hairstyles.
What about you?
I think I would go to a time before machines were invented, just to see what life was like before electricity in the dark and how people worked like that. But it's time to get started on our article, so let's find out where Roxy and Shia are going today.
Time travel. Here we go again.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Roxy and Shia are at home.
I'm bored.I miss traveling in time.
Don't get any ideas. We were lucky to get back last time.
Come on, we should do it again.Uncle Andrew would let us.
Well, okay. Just make sure we can come home.
Later, they find the time machine at Uncle Andrew's house.
I understand these buttons now.
I hope so. So, when and where do you want to visit?
Let's check out ancient Rome.
Roxy and Shia arrive in a big pool of water.
I'm all wet. Why did you land us in the water?
I wanted to see the Roman baths.This is the warm bath. There's also a really cold bath and a really hot bath.
Thank you for not landing us in either of those.
Last. I saw my favorite singer last Sunday. We even took a picture together. Ancient. Ancient. The Nile River was very important to ancient Egypt.The Nile River was very important to ancient Egypt. Land. Land. The plane landed safely after one of the engines stopped working. The plane landed safely after one of the engines stopped working. Warm. Warm. The waiter gave me a warm towel to clean my hands. The waiter gave me a warm towel to clean my hands.
Okay, so our article today starts out with a scenario. Let's find out what Roxy and Shaya are up to. It says, Roxy and Shaya are at home. Now that sounds normal, maybe too normal though.
Yeah, I feel like they're kind of up to no good.
Right.
All right, but let's see. Roxy says, I'm bored. I miss traveling in time. Right, when we travel, it means you go to a new place and we usually can travel to other countries like for a vacation. So Roxy and Shaya, remember they went to new places in time. Now they want to kind of go again.
Okay, now that's... Sounds like it might be a bad idea. Roxy is bored. Shaya doesn't like the sound of this idea. He says, don't get any ideas. Now here, Shaya is using a special phrase, don't get any ideas. This is used like a warning, like, don't tell me that you want to do something we shouldn't, or don't get any bad ideas.
And I think Shaya is kind of feeling tired of traveling around in time because they kept going to the wrong places every single time. And
dinosaurs and dangerous places.
I think he's not up for it. Let's see what he says. And he says, we were lucky to get back last time.
Okay.
Right. So he pointed out that we're very, very lucky that we're home, even home right now. And he said it was last time, which is also our word power word. It's spelled L-A-S-T, last. Last is an adjective and it means the very, very, very final one. For example, we can say, I saw my favorite singer last Sunday. We even took a picture together. I saw my favorite singer last Sunday. We even took a picture together.
I think Roxy likes to make trouble. She says, come on, we should do it again. Uncle Andrew would let us. Now we use this phrase, come on, to encourage people to do something. So Roxy really wants to travel in time again. She wants Shaya to go with her.
So Shaya says, well, okay. Just make sure we can come home.
Good point. Okay, so we have another scenario here. Where are Roxy and Shaya now? The article says, later, they find the time machine at Uncle Andrew's house. Are they going for it?
Let's see. Roxy says, I understand these buttons now.
Okay.
Yep. So a button is, for example, there are things on machines that you press and it does a specific thing.
Okay.
For example, let's think about a remote control for a TV. When you press the buttons that point up or down, it can change the channel for you.
That's right.
It can turn the TV louder or it could turn the music lower too.
There's also a button sometimes outside a person's house. If you press the button, a bell rings.
That's right.
Okay, so Shaya sounds like he's ready to go. He says, I hope so. So when and where do you want to visit?
That's a very, very good question.
Okay.
Roxy says, let's check out ancient Rome.
Oh, good idea.
That's cool. A little bit scary too. When you check out something, it means like you want to look at something because it's interesting.
Okay. Okay, well, we also saw the word ancient in that sentence. Ancient is an adjective and it's spelled A-N-C-I-E-N-T, ancient. Remember, ancient is an adjective. It describes something very old or something that happened a long time ago. In a sentence, we could say this. The Nile River was very important to ancient Egypt. The Nile River was very important to ancient Egypt.
All right, so we see that they are planning to go into the time machine.
Right.
Now, where does it take them in Rome? The article also shows us another scenario. It says, Roxy and Shia arrive in a big pool of water.
That doesn't sound great. And I don't think Shia is very happy about this either.
No.
He says, I'm all wet. Why did you land us in the water? Sisters sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've got our third word power in that sentence, which was the verb land. It's spelled L-A-N-D, land. We're talking about the verb land. When something that can fly lands, it moves safely down until it is on the ground. This is when you land. In a sentence, we could say, the plane landed safely after one of the engines stopped working. Let's say that one more time. The plane landed safely after one of the engines stopped working.
I think Roxy needs to learn how to maybe control the time machine a little bit
more. Right, so she knows how to use the buttons, but maybe she can fly it a little bit better.
Yeah, so let's see, why does she want to go somewhere near water?
Mm-hmm.
Roxy says, I wanted to see the Roman baths. Okay, that's interesting, but she could have landed somewhere outside of
it. Right, I don't think she needed to land in the bath.
Yeah, let's find out what bath is. Mm-hmm. Bath is spelled B-A-T-H. It's a noun, and it's basically a large pool of water, and people go there to take a bath or to wash themselves.
That's right.
They're kind of like hot springs.
Mm-hmm.
The Roman baths are actually very, very, very famous, but I think we'll probably learn about that a little bit later.
That's right. Now, like you said, I think she could have put the time machine next to the bath. It might have even saved the machine from getting ruined. But luckily, Roxy put them in a good bath. She says, this is the warm bath. Mm. All right, so we're going to take a look at this adjective, warm. It's spelled W-A-R-M, warm. So we're talking about the adjective warm. Warm means kind of hot in a way that feels nice, like a warm, sunny day. For example, we could say, the waiter gave me a warm towel to clean my hands. Let's say that a second time. The waiter gave me a warm towel to clean my hands.
How else can we use the word warm? Because it's actually very, very, a lot of good ways to describe using it.
I have a great way to use warm. Think about falling asleep on a cold winter night, and you get into your bed, and you get under the blankets, and then you feel really warm. You're in a nice, warm bed.
That sounds really good right now, actually.
It does.
Can we also say that the weather is really warm, or it's really warming here?
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe if the room is feeling a little bit hot, you have to fan your face, you can say the room is warm, or if you go outside and the sun is out, but you don't, it's not too hot, you'd say, oh, what a warm day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's continue reading. Let's see what Roxy is up to. She says, there's also a really cold bath in a really hot bath.
Now, if you have to land the time machine in the bath, the warm one is the better choice, I think.
I agree.
Now, that's why Shia says, thank you for not landing us in either of those. Now, here we see the word either. It's a word we use to show that you can choose from one thing or another thing. In an example, we might say, we have tea and coffee. You can have either. So you can choose which one you want.
Okay. All right, so let's learn more about our magic box either.
Okay.
So let's take a look.
Magic box. 找亮点。
守卫宇宙就靠我，星际特工队队长，我就是彼得，或是呢，你也可以叫我江湖上的名字，大家都叫我星爵。 话说呢，我们特工队的成员不多也不少啊，加上我呢正好是五个。但是呢，不知道为什么大家总是会搞混。星爵呢，你是哪一个？你呢是呢长得像大树一样那个呢，还是摔跤选手？都不是 ，neither。没错，我们日常生活中呢，常常呢有两个东西需要抉择的时候，英文里面呢就有一些代名词呢，分别表示了不同的状况哦。例如呢，我们刚刚讲到的 neither 呢，它就表示两者都不是。OK， 因为呢，我既不是长得像大树一样的，也不是摔跤选手，我是长得比较帅的那个，好吗？这时候呢，就要说 neither 两个都不是咯。或是呢，当有人问说呢，你喜欢听什么音乐呢 ？Which kind of music do you like better, classics or ballad？你比较喜欢哪一种音乐？是古典音乐还是民谣呢？都不是 ，neither。Which kind of music do you like better, hip hop or dance pop？ 当你问说呢，你比较喜欢嘻哈还是舞曲？I like both。I like both。两种呢我都喜欢， both 呢就用来表示两个都。 OK， 注意到呢我们今天讲的都是两个哦，刚刚说的呢 neither 是两个都不是， both 是两个都是。如果呢我们超过两个呢，注意到我们就不能使用 both 咯，超过两个也就是三个以上的时候呢，注意到我们要使用的是 all。 OK， 那如果呢不是两个，也就是不是两个都不喜欢，也不是两个都喜欢，我只喜欢其中一个，那到底该怎么办呢？例如呢问你说呢，你想要吃饭还是吃面呢？ Do you want rice or noodle? You can have either. OK, you can have either. 你可以选一种。 Either 呢就是两个里面的其中一个，至于是哪一个呢没有指定哦，你可以选一个。那呢我怎么回答呢？我就回答说呢， Either is fine，吃饭吃面都没差， either is fine， 两个里面呢哪一个我都喜欢。总结一下，当我们两个里面要选一个，我们说 either 呢就是指两个里面的随便一个，是左边是右边都可以，我们就是指随机的其中一个。那如果呢我们两个都要，注意到两个都要，我们就说both, B-O-T-H, both. 如果呢三个以上呢我们都要，我们就要说 all, A-L-L. 如果呢我们两个都不要呢，我们记得我们就要用我们的单字 neither, OK? 这三个字呢常常搞混，给我特别注意啊。
Okay, so I think that our students, after listening to that magic box, will know all about the word either. But before we go to our review time, I just wonder what else they're going to see. I mean, they're in ancient Rome. Are they going to learn anything else about these baths?
Actually, I don't know. I think that maybe they will see things like gladiators.
Gladiators are those warriors in ancient Rome, right? And so they have these cool gold helmets and they fight with swords.
They're really strong and scary. You don't want to make them upset.
No, actually, I think in ancient Rome, they used to have really cool races as well. So they used to sit in these little cars. They called them chariots. And so they were closed on the front and open in the back. And then horses were attached to the cart. And you could ride in the chariots and the horses would run for you. And you had to race against other people.So that was another cool thing in ancient Rome. But tomorrow, in our day two of our article, we're going to learn a lot more about these baths. Because like Tiffany said, they're really famous.
Super famous.
So let's get started on our review time now, and we'll see you later.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Welcome to review time. So we've got an opposites game today. Tiffany has our word power word opposites on a piece of paper. She's going to show you a word. I can't see it. Okay. My job is to guess which opposite word she's saying, and then I have to tell her what the word power word is.
Yes.
Okay, so Tiffany, are you ready?
I am, and are you guys ready?
Okay.
Try to see if you can follow along,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you can answer the question quicker than Aaron. Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, so
All right.
Tiffany's going to show the word. I'm going to cover my eyes. Okay.
We have the word here.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it something to do with age?
No.
Okay. Is it something to do with counting?
No.
Oh, no. Is it something to do with, flying?
No, there's one more word.
No.
It has something to do with, like, the temperature.
Oh, okay. We talked about this word for a long time today. Is it cold?
Oh, yes.
Oh, is it cold or cool?
Cool.
Oh, okay.
Cool and so, cold are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And the word power word is?
Warm.
Very good.
Yes.
Yay.
Okay.
All right, next one.
Okay. Is it something to do with a long, long time ago?
No.
Is it something to do with close to right now?
Oh, mm-hmm.
Okay, is it new?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Is it?
It's about like an order.
Oh, next.
Yeah, good.
Okay, so our word power word is last.
Good.
Yes.
Did you guys get it?
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's all the time I think
yeah.
we have for our game today. I did okay, I think, but maybe I can do better next time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so stay tuned for day two of our article. It's coming up very soon. But for now, that's all we have time for. For A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Time travel. Here we go again. Roxy and Shia are at home.
I'm bored. I miss traveling in time.
Don't get any ideas. We were lucky to get back last time.
Come on, we should do it again. Uncle Andrew would let us.
Well, okay. Just make sure we can come home.
Later, they find the time machine at Uncle Andrew's house.
I understand these buttons now.
I hope so. So, when and where do you want to visit?
Let's check out ancient Rome.
Roxy and Shia arrive in a big pool of water.
I'm all wet. Why did you land us in the water?
I wanted to see the Roman baths. This is the warm bath. There's also a really cold bath. And a really hot bath.
Thank you for not landing us in either of those.
Last. I saw my favorite singer last Sunday. We even took a picture together. I saw my favorite singer last Sunday. We even took a picture together. Ancient. The Nile River was very important to ancient Egypt. The Nile River was very important to ancient Egypt. Land. The plane landed safely. After one of the engines stopped working. The plane landed safely after one of the engines stopped working. Warm. The waiter gave me a warm towel to clean my hands. The waiter gave me a warm towel to clean my hands.